When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right, BT and Sal back here on The Fan. I don't know where my partner went. Hopefully he went home for the day. But, of course, Greg couldn't be so lucky for that. Oh, here he is. Very stately looking Sal. He's such an idiot. You know, I worried about this day. It has been in the office for months in boxes. Let me just describe this, Sir Sal, before you start talking to the peasants here. I see a silver crown. I see a scepter, which is dipped in gold, fake gold, I'm sure. I see a purple and white Harley race robe. All right there, Sal.
Well, it's the official coronation, BT.
Yes, it is.
We've waited a while. We've fantasized, well, some of us has, about this day. As you mentioned, this was on ice. Well, it is time now to have the official coronation of one Steve Cohen. Hear ye, friends and fans and loyal subjects. You're about to witness the most important coronation in the history of sports. You've witnessed weddings, births of your children, winning seasons, but this coronation eclipses them all. When a man exceeds his own ability with drive, determination, smarts, power and prestige, only then can a man be worthy of the title, the king of all professional sports. Today, Steve Cohen, I crown you, and you only, the true king of professional sports. And from this day forth, you will give new meaning to the throne. Steve Cohen, the king of professional sports, is how you'll be known. King Cohen! On behalf of all Mets fans, and in honor of King Cohen, I carry this scepter, I wear this robe, and I don this crown. For King Cohen, bow down and bend the knee to King Cohen! Long live the King, BT!
There will be no bending, I can promise you that. There will be an acknowledgement that you took my guy. And if this is how it manifests itself with the coronation, I got to live with
it's
today.
A king move.
I got to tell you though, like when we do the show, I unless like I'm sick or whatever, which is very rare, thank God. Like I never look at the clock and like, How much time do we have left? Because I generally love doing the show. I have looked at the clock 37,000 times. I can't wait for the show to end. The giddiness, the calls. I'm playing. I'm a trooper today. I'm giving Met fans their due. You know, I'm not weighing it down with, oh, we didn't really want it. I mean, I have put my good foot forward, and now you with the crown and the scepter and the robe. I'm at my end here, man.
Hey, you knew this was coming.
Yep.
You've taken it like a champ.
Yes.
But the king had to be coronated because there was some debate. Well, this is not a king move. That's not a king move. LOL, this and that. Haktua. I mean, all the stuff. Grimace. Today.
Don't forget the Temptations, right? You had an issue with them singing too.
Yeah, there you go, all this stuff.
That was when we had ornery sound. I didn't let you know what was going on.
It all looks better now. Hey, bring back Haktua for all I care. They got Juan Soto. He is a true king of professional sports, BT. Like any owner. Like the Yankees don't have bad ownership, obviously, but any owner in sports, you wish any sports fan would want their owner to be the way that King Cohen has been here. And I know people come up with the Uncle Steve stuff. Not me. He's a king, and for now, forever, will be known as King Cohen.
Well, what if he never wins? I mean, eventually, to hold on to the crown, otherwise, I would imagine he's transferred to somebody. I mean, he's going to have to win eventually, right? I'm just checking to get it all out.
Of course. He has now won the offseason and done something. Like, here's the other thing, though. The Mets have won before. They won the World Series in 1986. Obviously, they won it in 69 as well. But they've had winning teams. They've been in the World Series not too long ago under different ownership. So they have had successful seasons. They've won before. They've never beat the Yankees out for a player that the Yankees really wanted, stolen him away for more money, and not even just the more money, but maybe a better vision for the future. Dude, Juan Soto knows a king.
I think I'll give you $1,000 if you wear that out to opening day in the Bronx. If you showed up at the Hard Rock wearing that. All this torture would pay for itself because Yankee fans would kill you and my hands would have no blood on it.
Well, I have a Soto jersey underneath.
You mean a Clemens jersey.
Hey, that's right. Those 22s all of a sudden. That's why you don't get the names on the back if you're a Yankee fan. Mm-hmm. There was a chance that I was going to have to burn this crown or smash this crown and burn it.
I remember.
We talked about that.
What would you have done today if it was the Yankees who got him?
Honestly, the first words, I had a plan. I was saying, well, he's not a generational talent anyway.
That's what you're going to do.
He's not that good anyway, right, BT?
Okay.
And then, a 280 career hitter? Who needs him?
We'd sift through that. Where would you have been? I mean, would you have just eviscerated Cohen?
Well, it depends, right? It depends on how. By the way, can I take the crown off now?
I think you got to wear it.
Okay, I'll wear it for at least a full segment. Here. Yeah. I think it depends on how. Like, if he went to 765, if he gave the exact same deal that he did, and the Yankees gave the exact same deal that they did, I probably would have gotten on Cohen for not having enough of a disparity.
That's what I would have done. That was my mindset as I was starting to shape up the show and the possibilities. I'm like, okay, all I heard and really all I believed to an extent was he's got to just overwhelm Soto with an offer with the disparity so great that he can't not choose the Mets. But if the numbers were the numbers and it went this way, but he just decided to go to the Yankees, he would have gotten hit.
But here's the thing. So we look at the contract for what it is, but do we know that the Yankees had the bonus? That's a lot of freaking money in the bonus money.
I don't know. Go ahead.
But I'm saying like that might be the big difference or even the it seems like a little bit, but maybe it's not a little bit. And the vision, like there's a lot that goes into it. Mm-hmm. Cohen went all out like a king needed to do to get him. But if he did all this and still didn't get him, I think the initial optics without knowing if the Yankees had a bonus, how much I need to know first before I get on anybody what the difference was going to be.
Yeah, 100%.
So without knowing that, it's hard to
say. I know the Yankees didn't have any deferments. That was not known until this morning. No deferments from the Yankees offer.
So then, I mean, all things were kind of equal, maybe outside of the bonus and that 1 year difference. But that to me was not enough. Forget the bonus for a second, and that could be a huge thing if we're just the 16 years.
Not taxable, by the way. Not taxable bonus.
Yeah,
I know.
Taxable. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's a huge deal. All right, BT and Sal and the fan. Anthony's in Garden City. What's up, Ant?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Ant. What's going on, bud?
I got a question. I'm wondering. I haven't heard it over the past couple of weeks, but you associate Sasaki with the Dodgers. Why wouldn't the Yankees try to make a move to try to bring this guy in, possibly?
Well, they will.
The Soto stuff.
Yeah, they will, Ant.
But you think they'll... I just hear Dodgers, because Ohtani's out there, and everybody's like, right away, they think that that's what it is, but,
Do you think
there's a legitimate shot that they could bring him in?
I think there's an established pipeline of Japanese players with the Dodgers, so we'll be foolish to ignore that. I think that the Dodgers will try to get him big time. But I think that the general consensus is that he's going to be a Dodger. I don't think Sasaki's going to be a Yankee. I don't. And listen, even if the Yankees wanted to flex like old school way, there's only so much flex in Cohen. And I mean, it's you pay the posting fee, and then you pay him a fairly nominal fee because he's under the age of 25, which is where the salaries go up from a Japanese perspective. So I just think it's, all right, where's the young man want to go? And right now there seems to be an incredible level of comfort with the Dodgers for a lot of great Japanese players.
Would you agree that the Yankees brand took a little bit of a hit?
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Like, yeah, there's even a little brand diminishment. Yeah, even, you have to admit that.
So just the feel, like if you're Sasaki right now and you can't, like, you could say, oh, Hal should go get him. Okay, well, Hal could offer him a ridiculous contract. Well, he can't in this case. So the way you lure Sasaki is the way that Cohen just lured Soto away from the Yankees.
But you can't though, because there's limits on what you can pay him as a young kid.
Well, no, but I'm saying the other stuff, not just the money.
I see what you're saying.
Like the other things, going to his house, making it personal,
the family stuff.
So like those are becoming or selling him on the future. And again, how much do we know that was really the determining factor or not? Obviously, the money had a huge part in that. But if the money is equal, how can the Yankees do to Sasaki what they couldn't do to Juan Soto?
I mean, in terms of distinguishing their place as a better option?
Yes.
Don't know.
And that's the problem. Now, you could say San Diego or L.A., certainly maybe over the Mets. I don't know how you could say the Yankees at this point, unless Sasaki grew up loving the Yankees. Like,
or his dad was a Matsui fan, Tanaka. I mean, yeah, you never rule it out. But no, I think it's very hard to create that right now because, number one, you're not selling championships because it's been forever. Number two, you're not selling if you're a pitcher. Hey, listen, you're going to get 5, 6, 7 runs a game on some nights because you got Judge and Soto going 2-3. Well, I mean, pardon me, Soto and Judge going 2-3. Soto's gone. It's not like there's 3 or 4 other, like a Witt, like a young superstar or like a Trout when he was 24. We don't know what Volpe and Wells and Dominguez are going to be. So the selling points for the Yankees have diminished a bit. Yeah, no, they have.
Steve is in Howard Beach. Oh, hold on. Steve is in Howard Beach. What's up, Steve?
Guys, you know, taking my Yankee fandom out of this is actually really good. I'm glad he's in New York. Even though I'm a Yankee fan, this is great for small business. It's great for the energy of the city. It's great for the financials of the city. But remember this. You bought a player, not a championship. We just saw it with the Jets. And, you know, we may see this with the Mets. You can't just get a championship when you sign a player. There's a lot of work to do.
Yeah, well, we know that, Steve, and thank you for the call. And Steve was texting last night in a group chat, Yankees are getting them. I have inside sources. The same stuff that we're hearing. Yeah. Like, oh, a friend of a friend works for this and that. They said Soto's coming here. Just like all the others. Oh, Soto bought a house this and selling his house there. Okay. Wrong. Nobody says, I mean, I didn't come on and say the Mets have won a World Series. They didn't buy a championship. What they did was level the playing field, at the very least level the playing field. If anything, they have now the tilt in their favor over the Yankees. That's a huge, huge thing. This is fun. This is entertainment. Mets fans get to enjoy Juan Soto, a superstar in his prime, in the batter's box every night at Citi Field. I mean, that's a win already. Now, obviously, yeah, the hard part, winning games, building a sustained winner, but they needed to get this big fish, BT, to give their fans this piece of meat that we've been dying for a long time, and they did. So in my book, they've already won in the offseason.
Listen, the offseason, no question.
Yeah.
We all know they have work to do to build out the rotation a little bit here and maybe bring back Pete, but no, they have changed their perception in a way that, like, I think even winning 2 championships organically, I know it's going to sound weird.
Right. Like
wouldn't do. Like, say if they had 3, 4, 5 kids that were all in their prime and they were all drafted by the Mets and developed and they won a World Series, like, yeah, that would be amazing. And Mets fans would obviously enjoy it. But to take the Yankees, outside of Judge, their most prized possession, to just swoop in and take them, I've said this many times, I don't know how else to position it as a massive loss for the Yankees and a dent in how they're viewed and an incredible elevation of, at least for now, how the Mets are viewed.
And it was,
is what it is.
It was years in the making, but we knew that this was going to happen eventually once Steve Cohen took over, but it took a while.
I didn't know that. I wasn't sure.
Well,
I didn't know.
Well, this was the thought, okay, that it was going to happen at some point. But yes, to your point, year after year, it was like, okay, well, who'd they get? And then we could be all Max Scherzer and Verlander. Yeah, but those guys were
Chris Bassett or
whatever. Like, they spent a ton of money, but Scherzer and Verlander were guys way past their prime, and he just overpaid to get them. Like, so really, where is the money shown to be that the Mets are going to have this major advantage with the big bad King Cohen. Well, now it has. Now there's no more, well, who they get. They got the cream of the crop. They got the best guy available, and they got him by stealing him away from the Yankees. So any doubt, how many times do we feel the calls foolishly? So, like, even though you may not have believed in Cohen as much as I did, there were calls like, oh, Cohen, it's different than the same thing as the Wilpons and the Mets, this and that. Like, calls just weren't paying attention. Some listeners, some fans weren't paying attention to what was happening. And now you've seen it. Now there is no more doubting Steve Cohen and his willingness to spend and put a product on the field that is going to be second to none.
Yeah, and now I want to see, because this doesn't always happen out in Queens, obviously the winning, but I want to see, don't give me 16, 17,000 people there on a Tuesday night. Don't tell me it's their school. So, you know, you can't go, you can't justify it, because now you got to show up and you got to show up and support
this
team.
You think they will?
I do.
Coming off of last year, and Soto.
I do. Keep in mind, the Yankees average 42,000 per game.
What are the Mets averaging?
29. Yankees were number 2. Dodgers just have a bigger stadium. The Mets were 17. Last year, the Mets were like 11. Like, okay.
This, I think it's going to flip. I think this,
well, I don't know that it's going to flip. I mean, people are going to still go watch Aaron Judge. I mean, and the Yankees are going to have a really good team. Now, the Yankees are not going to go from 42 to 30. Might they go from 42 to 37 next year? They might.
And now, the Mets go up to 35?
Yeah, the Mets will go up. Right. I fully expect the Mets to go up. There's no doubt. And listen, there's 8 million people. I mean, Mets fans, you've been clamoring for this forever. We want this. We want this. We want that. We want this. We want that. Well, now you got this. You got that. And now you got a guy who is a one-man Broadway show at the prime age of 25, soon to be 26. Show up and support your team. And I think they will, but it isn't. I'm curious.
Yeah, me
like,
too.
Don't tell me, well, it's the Marlins in September, and yeah, even though we're in a pennant race,
they've got
it's
star
the Marlins.
Power now.
Show up nonsense.
No, now it's star power. Michael is calling from Cranford, New Jersey. What's up, Michael?
Hey, guys. You know, BT, I called you last year in July, and you guys were all over me about Judge isn't going to hit in a big spot. And I'm with you today. Like, the guy moved. He told you all year long he didn't want to be a Yankee. In my estimation, every time they put a mic in front of the guy, he basically said, I'm going with the biggest mic. He never said, I really want to be a Yankee. I never heard that anyway.
No,
me neither. The bigger issue for me now is, and you said it yourself, BT, you were like, I'll take anybody else in a spot right now in that World Series when Judge was struggling. Think about that. Our best player. And you said, I'll take anybody else up in that spot right now. Mm-hmm. That's how lost this guy is.
Yep.
Now you're going to lose. We were a boring team for years. We finally were fun. This guy was fun.
Yep.
He single-handedly called the home run in the Cleveland game like Babe Ruth. He told the guy, I'm going to hit all. I never seen that in my life.
Incredible.
He said to the guy, he's looking at him in the face, he hits the home run.
That was unbelievable.
BT, we don't have an all-star at any position.
Well, when you, no, you have the MVP, Mike.
Well, I'm saying after
okay,
Judge.
Outside of Judge. Yep, a lot of work to be done, buddy. I think anything else is an erroneous interpretation of who the Yankees are today. I don't mean when they go to Tampa, you know, in February to start pitchers and catchers or they start playing games. Right now, the Yankees are a boring one-man team.
Matt is in New City. What's up, Matt?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hey, Matt. What's happening, bud?
So, yeah, obviously as a Yankee fan, my first reaction was to be devastated, you know what I mean? But what I'm thinking about it, and BT, you're a Yankee fan, so I'm trying to play devil's advocate. If you add Juan Soto to the current roster now, and you get a couple, like, bargain basement guys to put around him, because the assumption is if they spent that kind of money, they're not really going to spend too much more. Do you think they're that much better than they were last year?
No. No, I don't, Matt, which is why I always said that I'm open to at least, I mean, I prefer to have the option, you know, not the Mets make the decision for me, but I have always, go check my tweets, go listen to old shows. I have been on this for a while, that not that I say that the Soto's overrated, because he's an amazing hitter, everybody knows that, but to me, it's not the NBA. It's not draft LeBron and transform some moribund dump city, team, I'm not calling Cleveland a dump, but their team, you know, into NBA championship contenders. That doesn't happen in the NBA. It just, in Major League Baseball, it doesn't. You just need a bullpen, you need a rotation, you need depth, you need stuff. And the Yankees right now basically have, like, in terms of all the other contenders, Atlanta, I'll even say the Mets, the Phillies, the Dodgers, like, the Yankees just don't have a whole lot right now. Like, they are a fairly benign group. They better get moving, and I know that they will, but until they do, because other players could be swept. The Yankees might be saying, right, hey, we're going to get this guy, and then you don't get him.
And are we sure that the Yankees are going to make the right moves? That's a whole another question where they haven't been able to build a good enough team.
I'm not sure about that.
Me neither. No. And I think you touched on it before. The biggest key to this whole thing, while we all know the Yankees are going to have to add in free agency or via a trade, but the biggest key for them to have sustained success and hold off the Mets from really taking over the town is going to be those young guys. If Dominguez is who we thought he was when we saw him in his first 7-8 games, mm-hmm, and Volpe is what we thought he could be, and Wells, now all of a sudden you have, it's not just Judge being the lone superstar, now it's Volpe, now it's Dominguez, now it's Wells filling those roles, and you complement it with Walker or whatever, or Bellinger.
Yeah.
But they need, without those guys, even if you add Bellinger and Walker, without those guys, Dominguez and Volpe maybe even more specifically than Wells, without them being borderline all-stars, if not flat-out all-stars, I think the Yanks are in trouble.
Listen, I'll tell you that there's two guys that I don't want, one of whom I do not think that they will really make a series run at all, and that's Pete. You know I don't want Pete. I don't need to
keep saying
that.
I don't think they will.
I don't think so either. I don't want Santander. I don't want him. I mean, he's coming off a year where he smashed 44 bombs. Great.
Career year.
He never walks. He's never on base. He's a high strikeout guy. Can't run. He's in like the 13th percentile in terms of sprint speed. Going to Savant Page. There's a lot more blue than red. Trust me. I mean, even chase rate and barreling up the balls. Like, to me, it's just they are going to. Oh, if they go with Santander, he's an average fielder. Got an average. Like, if they go that route, that is an overreaction to the home runs he put up this year and to the fact that they think that they've got to safe face. That is not, of all the things that I've said, like giving the Mets their flowers, that's separate from that. The Yankees Santander, that is something that I do not want. And I fear that that's actually something that they might do.
Wow, I would be shocked if they got
Santander. I don't
want him. BT and Bellinger for sure.
Yes.
That would be a mess if they got Santander. Couple updates here for you, BT. It's BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll continue with your calls, 888-808-1019. So we talked about the signing bonus. Joel Sherman tweeted earlier, as part of their failed offer to Juan Soto, the Yankees had a $60 million signing bonus. I mean, that's not that big of a difference.
No.
Right?
No. No, it's not big. 15.
Okay, so then you think, all right, well, what are we talking about here? Here's another, meaning, okay, well, then why would he choose the Mets over the Yankees if it's not that big of a disparity? Andy Martino tweeted, the relatively slight financial disparity begs the question, why did Soto choose the Mets when he liked being a Yankee? Soto's very close with his family, and the Mets are developing a rep as very welcoming to player families. This is Alex Cohen's purview. Andy saying he heard it was a factor.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, she seems to be awesome.
Maybe should have done a Queen Cohen bit.
It does seem very inviting, and it's, you know, the Yankees are more corporate. I mean, I think they've always been more corporate.
Well,
they're always going to be more corporate. They're always going to be more corporate.
Corporate's the perfect word for it. I think it's just, especially to the younger athlete, the corporate vibe.
Yeah.
Even last year when they're going well, like, now, I like the professionalism, mm-hmm, but there's a balance between professional, like, that's why, like, the Grimace stuff or the OMG stuff, or the OMG I didn't mind as much, the Hawk 2 or whatever. Those things can borderline unprofessional or not serious at times.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly, the Mets were having more fun, and the Yankees just feel like more of a corporation.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's one of the knocks that I've had for a while. And, you know, you look at think about the team that beat them to end the curse there, the Red Sox, and what they did.
Yeah.
They're doing shots before games.
Right.
I mean, really, we both watched the Netflix three-part series.
Yeah.
I mean, it really showed you the difference in approach there. Now, that doesn't mean that you want to, you know, adopt that mindset, because that doesn't work for everybody.
And the long hair, the facial hair stuff, like those.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, but I thought Jazz brought a little juice,
yep,
a little vibe there. You know, the way he wears his hat and the neons and
right,
the chains, which I think is good. It shows a little personality,
yes,
a little diversity. Judge has like silent flair. Soto was, you know, was just dripping with flair. Verdugo with the fat chain. Like, it's not, let's not make it like the old.
True.
You know, but I still think it's got a ways to go to maybe be more inviting to everybody. But that's the Yankees' identity, and they're not dumb, so they just choose not to change it. They know that, I'm sure, that that's how they're perceived to an extent, but their history matters to them more than acquiescing to maybe the younger modern athlete.
I'm a little surprised. We got a half hour left in our show here, and would you say the majority of callers have been Met fans who were celebrating or Yankee fans who were hurting?
I'd say there's probably more Yankee fans.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Which I don't get. I mean,
what the heck?
You know, hey, Met fans, I'm staying out of your way today. Unless you get personal, then
I'm going
to attack you back. But
it should be a day of celebration.
It should be.
Taco Frank is one of those Yankee fans that's hurting. He's in Hamilton, New Jersey. What's up, Taco Frank?
I don't know if I'd say I'm hurting, but I said this before, man. I just hate seeing you happy, Sal. Like, that bothers me. That bothers me more than everything.
Ooh, and I don't know if I've ever been happier before for a sports thing. What the hell? Ever in life, period. Marriage, kid being born, who cares? Yesterday was the happiest day of my life, Taco. Take that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, man, and it's killing the rest of us. And God, BT, I feel for you so bad, brother. But I said the whole time, I don't think we ever had a chance. I think whatever we offered him, you know, I'm not mad with Hal at all. Whatever we offered him, Cohen was going to go another 5 or 10. And I always thought Soto, and it's his choice, I always thought Soto was all about the money, though. So I didn't think we really had a great shot at it. And I really didn't want him for that kind of money because it would have hampered us down. It's not going to hamper you down because you have unlimited pockets, but it would have really, you know, kept on the other things we can do. And if you didn't learn it yet, BT, one thing I think you are learning on the job, nobody in the business wins more off-season championships than your partner, Sal.
Yeah.
He celebrates every off-season that he's – it's like they won the World Series, BT.
I know. Trust me, I know that. I know. By the way, I've read something crazy this morning.
Yeah.
So Hal, I believe, is worth $1.2 billion.
I think.
Do you know that since Steve Cohen bought the Mets, he's accrued since he bought the Mets, he's accrued $7 billion more in wealth, not from the Mets,
just
but
in general,
from his own. Yeah,
dude.
Think about that. I mean, it's
come on, he's a king, freaking king.
Yeah.
And isn't it a scary thing?
It's
that it's kind of a scary thing from a Yankee perspective. And by the way, I do think ultimately, like, the Yankees still can be okay. It doesn't mean that they
I expect the Yankees to be a playoff team.
Well, I need to see them do it. It depends on what moves. But it's not like, oh, the Yankees should fold up shop. But there is a way that they've been operating that, to me, is just not good. And the way that they've been building these teams that are not been good. Anyway, we'll see that. But isn't it scary knowing that there was no chance? Like, the New York Yankees had, I don't want to say they had no chance, but Taco said that. But if Cohen wants them, he's going to get them. He just proved that now. That's got to be a frightening feeling, knowing that even though they're the Yankees, there's not much you could do when it comes to competing with Steve Cohen and his Billies.
I don't know the answer to this. I would love to know the answer. If the Yankees went right up, I mean, people saying, well, why would he go to the Mets? The offer is comparable. No, yes, it's comparable, but it's not comparable when you have to work an extra year at a spot to make basically the same money. I mean,
right.
So I know at the end of the day, what does it really mean? 780, 804, 740. Like, it's ridiculous how much money he has. But, hey, maybe he wants it all.
And then the best thing from a Yankee perspective here is that, in reality, Soto, unfortunately, because of the way that the Yankees were built years prior, didn't fit. And to Taco's point, not only was he not a fit as far as position goes, he wasn't a fit financially, meaning that you would have broken the bank to get him here.
Yeah, and he would have had Harper here as well.
Yeah, then what? What do you mean?
Bryce. Like, think about it. It's not just retaining Soto. It's not getting Bryce Harper.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Going back years ago.
After Bryce Harper.
And Bryce Harper was a better fit than Stanton was at the time. Those were arguments that we were making, or even Machado, whatever. But, yeah, but if they did bring Soto back, they would have been hamstrung, and they wouldn't have been able to build out the rest of the team, where this deal does not hamstring the Mets.
I agree. That's why part of me, and I stress part of me, because I don't want to sound like I'm you know, just trying to convince myself. It hurts that he's gone, but part of me is okay with it.
Anthony's in Red Bank, New Jersey. What's up, man?
What's up, Ant?
BT, I got a message for you and all the Yankee fans out there.
All right, Ant.
Just relax. The Yankees are going to be fine.
Yeah, no, I know.
We'll sign Bellinger. We'll sign a few other players.
Yeah.
The Mets are still the Mets. The Mets play in the armpit of New York.
Well, I mean, okay? you can't be dissing Queens like that. Hold on. I mean, you can't diss Queens, dude. Come on. It's not Bronx's Boca Raton.
Yeah,
I mean, come
really.
On, dude. Respect to both.
They got lucky last year, all right, with their OMG, with the grimace.
You sound upset today, Anthony. I'm trying to figure out why.
Go ahead, Ant.
The Yankees are a Mercedes-Benz, and the Mets are a Chevy with shiny new rims.
More like a Lamborghini that just blew your doors off, Anthony. Thank you for the call.
More like a Tesla rocket, it seems the Mets are these days.
You picked the highest car, whatever it may be. I was thinking about that. I was like, what's a good one? Not Tesla? No, that's too political. What else do we have here? Yeah, well, whatever it may be, come on now. With the Yankees or the Mercedes? No. Come on. Anthony, see, that's what frustrates me.
It would bother me, too.
Yeah, on that one, you got to take the L. It doesn't mean that the Mets are going to be a better team than the Yankees this year. But right now, you can't say that the Yankees are the Mercedes. You're still talking tough, and you just got punched in the mouth. You're bleeding all over the place. They kicked you, stole your car. They stole your Mercedes and drove it down the block to their shop in Queens. I mean, come on. You can't say that the Yankees are the Mercedes and the Mets are in the armpit and this or that. No, not anymore.
Well, by the way, the Dodgers actually did that to you first, and then the Mets kind of waltzed in and took your girl. Dodgers took the car. Dodgers carjacked you, and the Mets took your honey.
The Yankees got close. They made the aggressive move to trade for Soto.
For sure.
They get to the World Series. They just couldn't get over the finish line, and now it all kind of, as far as that went, the Soto stuff, they traded a lot to get him. They didn't win a World Series. And he goes to the Mets. It's kind of how you played it out, almost worst case scenario.
They didn't go all in. By the way, I meant to say this before. This is up there. I'm sure you guys want to see this. I got a lot of tweets like, how do I see the coronation?
Is it on air?
While you were doing this, I actually had my phone up, so I videoed it, and then I put it on my X account. So if you guys want to see, it's not all of it, but it's a good minute clip of Sal and his crown and his scepter and his purple Harley race robe, you know, reciting. Who wrote that, Hoff? Was that you?
Yeah, well,
Who wrote that? You guys work on that together?
Yeah, Hoff and I collabed. We stole it from this morning. I was like, I got to get some wording from a coronation. So, of course, I went to Bobby the Brain Heenan when he was coordinating King Harley Race.
That's great. There you go.
Just used some New York sports stuff. So Hoff did a good job writing that out.
Yeah, if you want to see it, it's up there. Go check it out. A lot of people have asked. It's up there. I'm not going to be up there for long. I'm going to take it off after today, but go check it out now.
And we've got about 22 minutes or so left to celebrate. I am surprised. Although it does go to show you, BT, for years, Met fans would call and complain. Now maybe we're going to get some Yankee fans where they start to become the majority of the callers who call and complain because they're the ones that are frustrated.
Well, the truth of the matter is, that's kind of been the shifting tone for a while. Yeah. Yankee fans have been, I believe, more disenchanted than they've been happy.
Right.
Stanton, LeMahieu, no World Series.
Cashman.
You know, Cashman, Lil Howell. You know, I mean, like, it's been no prospects, the lack of development. There's been a lot of things that Yankee fans have been complaining. Now, this is just the most visible one, so this will ratchet things up a little bit. But no, I think the Yankee fans have been, you know, World Series appearance aside and usually a lot of meaningful good regular seasons aside, but not to sound like a jerk, the Yankee fans kind of used to that. I think Yankee fans have been a little ticked off for a while. I really do.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating expert. Yep. Charlie's in Bethpage. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, boys. Good morning. King Cohen, Santa Cohen. I don't care what we call him. He's delivered to the Met fan base, and it don't get any better than this. It's a wonderful time of the year, and it cannot be better. I almost threw my back out last night when my phone was buzzing. It is incredible, and we needed it. but the job is not done for King Cohen.
Marty is calling from Park Slope. What's up, Marty?
Hey, Mart.
I'm a Yankee fan that woke up with two shiners below both eyes. But I thought I was tough for 2 minutes, and I thought we had the answer in the one Bobby Witt Jr. But then I found out that he's got a contract for 10, 11 years for a measly $280 million.
Yep.
What a schmuck. Who was his agent? Who was his agent, Mr. Magoo?
Jason is calling from North Bergen, New Jersey. What's up, Jason?
Sal, can I request the King Kong music for a second?
Yes. Well, right now you need it?
Yeah, I need it right now.
Okay, Dove, can you get that up? We have there you go. It was on standby.
King Cohen has done it. The pinstripes have been stripped. Chaz, tradition this. The ghosts have been busted. We are here. We move forward. Bring on Pete. I want a trade for a pitcher. I don't care who it is. It's time. Let's go, Mets. Thank
there
you, boys.
Go,
great
Jason.
Show.
How fun was that? And we've had a lot of fun today. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app.
What a blast.
Yeah, exactly. Chaz Palminteri called in before and had some fun with him. It's been Yankee fans. It's been Mets fans. So it's been a lot of fun. These 4 hours have flown by. A couple of things, BT, before we finish up on the phones. Number one, there is a full no-trade clause in the Soto contract. I mean, not that that's a shocker, but still, the fact that Soto can lock in to what he believes to be a great ownership, whether it's Cohen, Steve Cohen, Alex Cohen, future of the organization, obviously the mega money that they got for the next 15 years, and no trade at all, like 15 years of your life, you know where you're going to be guaranteed. That's got to be a nice feeling. And then another note that I thought was interesting here, not Soto-related, but again, Mets-Yankees-related.
Okay.
The Mets are reportedly among the teams with heavy interest in Jonathan Loaisiga.
Interesting.
But I love that move. Like, Loaisiga's an arm who we looked at as being maybe the next closer for the Yankees years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They can never stay healthy, but that's the exact type of arm I would want, and I like that Stearns is eyeing that, and he's not alone, obviously, but the Mets have heavy interest in him. And Mets have a thing for ex-Yankees. I mean, it is remarkable how many Yankees they're bringing over. But Loaisiga, to me, could be a bullpen arm that you probably get on the cheap because he's been hurt and could be a legit stud arm out of the back end of that pen.
He's filthy when he's on.
Yeah.
No, Loaisiga was always very interesting to me. I haven't liked the Clay Holmes move a lot more than you do from a Met perspective. I think that... You know, I think he had, like, I looked it up, but 75 or 76 minor league starts. I think his stuff might play a little bit more when he, you know, when you're a closer and you gotta bang the zone and, you know, you don't want to just give up a walk, a bloop, and a blast and give up a two-run lead. You got to really attack. And I think once, as a starter, you've got a little more room to manipulate the strike zone. So I actually think if they really go full bore with this transition and Holmes is on board with it, which he obviously is, I think he could be a decent starter.
Yeah, I mean, I look forward to seeing the Mets try to make something of him, but either way, I like the move. Jody is calling from Warren, New Jersey. What's up, Jody?
Hey, Sal, BT, big fan. Sal, don't kill me for this.
Yep.
And I'm a big fan of yours no matter what, even if you yell at me. And I'm a huge Mets fan. I grew up in Queens. I'm 66. Seen it all started in 1967. But there's something to be said about the Mets always being that underdog team like they were last year. That was a lot of fun. Now, we got Soto, and I'm happy about it. But if they don't win at all, it kind of stinks, using it nicely. The other thing is, baseball, I would argue, has now changed because the Reds, the Royals, I know the Royals made the playoffs, but those teams are only going to go so far. It's now about hedge fund money. You know, and anyway, I miss the old days. I said what I had to say. I'll shut up and I'll listen.
Well, thank you, Jody, for the call and for the kind words. We appreciate it. No, I get what you're saying, and there is an element of fun when you're rooting for an underdog team. I'm tired of it. I welcome the expectations, even with the disappointment. I want to see the team have sustained success for once and have the highest of expectations to go out there and try to win the World Series every year. I'm sure, BT, there was a point in your Yankee fandom where maybe it wasn't as fun. Like, 96 was fun, but then by 99 or, you know, whatever, 2000 different because it was the Mets. But, you know, like 2000.
Exactly. I've admitted that.
Okay, right. So, for me, I want to get there. I'm still chasing it since I was 6 years old. The Mets won a World Series when I was 6 or 7 years old. 1986, a long time ago. So, I know what the caller is saying, and I like being an underdog. I like going into seasons where you exceed the expectations. That is fun. But I don't know what the other side of it feels like, and I just want to know. I'd rather be the Yankees and have the sustained success with all those championships and be like, you know what, all right, I don't maybe enjoy it as much as I used to, being the top guy, but I've lived long, 40 years one way. Let me try it the other way.
The other way is, I won't say it gets old. That sounds ridiculous. Yeah. Winning never gets old, but I'd be less than truthful. I've said this on the show where, you know, you almost expect to win. Oh, well, the Yankees, you know, who are the Yankees playing? They'll find a way. I was pitching. They'll figure it out.
Right.
Oh, somebody's, you know, somebody's hurt. What are they? They'll make the right move. Oh, this guy's a free agent. Oh, they'll get him. You know, and, you know, the complacency, and maybe some are just better than me, but I mean, I went from just a fervent, basically psychopathic nutball Yankee fan to a point where I got a little fat on the land.
Right.
I did. But I admit it.
And now for Yankee
fans. Well, now the hunger, and the hunger's been back.
See, okay, that's a good thing.
Right. It came back. And now it's probably going to be even more intense because the Mets took Soto, and now he's in the same city, and you're not going to be able to escape it, and they got to the World Series and got smashed a year ago. So, no, the candle's lit again, but it was snuffed out for a little bit. Not that you don't want them to win, but that passion, I think it's only natural for it to dissipate a little bit.
Right, but for the Met fan, like, that hasn't even... It's going to take years for that to sink in. They've never made the postseason 3 years in a row, ever in their history. Only twice before in consecutive years. They've won a World Series in 40 years. They've won two. So, like, there's a long way to go.
Yep.
The Red Sox would be the analogy, where the Red Sox, you know, the cursed team, whatever, they finally break through, win the World Series after being down 0-3 to the Yankees. They win the World Series. They win more after that. And, all right, maybe there's a level of complacency. It's never going to be the same. What those Red Sox fans experienced prior to 2004 was never the same afterwards. Still doesn't mean they didn't have a lot of fun.
Yeah, but they don't seem as rabid as they used to be. They don't.
No, that's what I'm saying. But it doesn't mean that it still can't be fun.
100%.
And they enjoyed the run, I'm sure. Matt is calling from Hillsborough, New Jersey. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Matty.
Hey, guys. And I want to preface with, I'm a Yankee fan. I have relatives that are Mets fans. I'm happy for them. And I think it's great for the city to have two superstars. With that being said, and Brandon, help me out if I'm wrong.
Go for it.
You keep saying that the Mets stole. They were in the same strip joint. The Mets threw out more money. We always knew Soto was going to go to the highest bidder. You didn't steal him. You just fell in love with the hook, with the stripper.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, listen, somebody went to the champagne room and somebody sat by the stage. That's a big difference.
Did the Yankees want him?
It's not a steal.
Did the Yankees
and they
want him?
You know what? I'm not going. Not enough to go to the champagne room. We're going to, like, spend our money elsewhere.
No,
Yankees wanted him. Yeah. I think you've got to be a little bit more honest with that. The Yankees wanted him. Listen, I know that it seems ridiculous to even think about this. I'll say a really good chance. There's a chance that this is ultimately going to be for the best for the Yankees. I mean, really. I mean, today's probably not the day to push that agenda forward, but when you look at Judge's age and you need to get him back and right, you know, I mean, sometimes contracts go south fast. Look at Mike Trout. Sometimes they don't. I mean, honestly, sometimes they don't. But the Yankees would have been log jammed and would not have done much this offseason if they retained Soto, and which means they would have won the World Series next year.
Hoff, what do you got for us with the contract details?
All right, so John Heyman puts out that Soto contract details, $765 million, like we know, 15 years, $75 million signing bonus, state tax advantage. He lives in Florida.
Okay.
So there goes that. About $120 million overall pay for 2025, no deferred money. Opt out 5 years, we know that, age 30. City Field suite for family, estimated value $500K plus a year.
He's got that for the entire length of his contract?
He has that, yeah. He's got a suite for his family.
I mean, it must be nice being him, huh? You can imagine.
He's got everything he wanted.
Everything.
And now he's going to give Met fans everything that we've wanted.
You hope.
He's got to deliver.
You hope. Well, that's the hope. And now that's the expectation.
Hey, and I'll tell you something else, Juan, while we're on the topic here. No walks in big spots. You don't got Judge behind you in this lineup.
You really want to hand
swing
that,
the bat.
You want to hand that baton to Petey?
I'm just getting ahead of it now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, swing the bat. I know. I said it before. He's going to drive me nuts, and he will. I'm sure.
He said it,
but he's got to deliver now. Look, this is the best thing that could have happened to the Mets. Whether it works out results wise or not, who the hell knows? But they had to do this symbolically. It was just as important as it is results. On the field wise, they needed Soto. Great for Steve Cohen. He delivered like a king should, and the Mets are better off for it.
I would like to make a pledge to my fellow Yankee brethren that beginning tomorrow, the real BT will be back on the air. and I will be ready to battle.
Hey,
and I will be ready to fight. There was no way I was going to rain on this Mets parade. The Met fan deserves it. You got to take the L and take it on the chin, and I have. It's a one-day thing.
I'm proud of you for doing it. And you may not have done it literally, but you did today. Bend the knee and bow down to
I got something for you to bend. Yeah. Bend knees.
We've only just begun, BT. No, that does
congrats, impress. Man. Honestly, it sucks saying it, but congrats to you. Congrats to the Mets fans. Amazing that you got them.
We'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Thanks to everybody who listened and everybody who called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Dove and Hop as well. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 10 a.m.